This week, we're going to catch up on some of the places that tsunami hit that haven't gotten as much attention. Today, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, an archipelago of hundreds of islands belonging to India, but far off in the Bay of Bengal, very near the epicenter of last week's earthquake. They're home to indigenous tribes, and the Indian government has barred foreign aid groups from the worst-hit islands in the south. Reporter Janaki Kremer of the Christian Science Monitor visited the island of Car Nicobar. She says it's possible that ban on relief groups will be modified.
The government is going to be discussing with them places where they would be needed, and the question now is whether the government will then say, okay, this is what we need, can you provide it to us, and we will distribute it, or whether the aid agencies can go and do the work themselves.
It's hard to understand from this vantage point why, when the situation appears to be so dire, and apparently in some of the islands a lot of people in desperate straits, why aid groups would not be allowed to do what they do.
Well, that's a very good question, because there has been a sort of traditional paranoia in the mind of New Delhi when it comes to the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The islands have a lot of naval bases and military bases and airstrips, and it's a sort of Indian outpost as a sort of a watching tower for China. But also another difficulty is that the Indian government itself doesn't really know much about these islands. I mean, there's one where there's a tribe that is completely hostile. So although Indians have tried to go there occasionally trying to befriend the locals, they're called the Sentinelese have sort of responded by throwing stones and shooting arrows. Hmm. So there's a lot of that the India itself doesn't know about these islands.
What are you hearing about numbers of people killed or missing on these islands?
Oh, God, that is really difficult. I mean, the first couple of days when it happened and they said, oh, you know, the Andaman and Nicobar is almost completely destroyed. We've got 6,000 dead there. And now suddenly the figures are actually going down. Suddenly now they say the official is something like 712, whereas we're told unofficially that on the Car Nicobar Islands, there were 30,000 people altogether, and about half are missing. So it's kind of, nobody really knows what the figures are. They keep changing, and it's something that I'm not sure is ever going to be known completely.
Well, Janaki Kremer, thanks for talking with us today.
Sure.
Janaki Kremer is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor.